This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, you mentioned Mad Max being filmed near you. When I lived in Virginia, there was a filming being done of a movie called Summersby. I'll spell it S-O-M-M-E-R-S-B-Y. And that was in 1993. And I know a number of the people who are in the movie because they were neighbors of ours. People who I knew were asked to be extras in this filming. And it's set in Virginia, in a very rural town, actually just down the road from our farm. Literally, I'm not exaggerating, about 11 miles away. And Jodie Foster was in this. She had a starring role, and so did Richard Gere. And it's about a man who returns after the War of Northern Aggression, also known as the Civil War. And he actually is impersonating someone he knew from the War of Northern Aggression. He assumes that person's identity, and he moves in with that person's wife, and he just acts as if he is the person, but he's an imposter. And that's Richard Gere. And the reason I'm mentioning all this is, you know, we had the local restaurant in the town where the... it was filmed in Charlotte Courthouse, Virginia. And Red Hill, Virginia. Well, at the restaurant, we know people who work there. And they really liked Richard Gere. They thought he was a pretty nice guy. Jodie Foster, on the other hand, they couldn't stand. She was demanding, me first. And the reason I'm bringing this up is you don't really get a chance to find out what people are like normally who are on the big screen. Well, our neighbors, people we know, said that they interacted with, you know, the stars, Jodie Foster and Richard Gere of Summersby in 1993. And they were less than impressed with Jodie Foster. They thought she was pretty, but they thought she was difficult to be with, to be around, to work with, demanding. Those were the things that they would say about her. And the reason I'm mentioning this is you really don't know people, and that's what we've been talking about today. So you see these actors and actresses on the screen, and you see the final cut after all the mistakes are taken out and all their antics and their ranting and their raving. All that is not on the video. You just get to see their very best edited performance. They're made up to look better than they are. They are shown to act better than they are because they take out the reality in the editing room of how these people behave. Jodie Foster is a homo. Yeah. Jodie Foster is a homosexual.
Really? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She married a gal. And let's see. She married a gal by the name of Alexandra, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R-A. Hedison, H-E-D-I-S-O-N. So here we have a gal who is playing a married woman in Summersby. And she's a homo. I guess maybe the politically sanitized word might be gay. When I was growing up, that was called perversion. So I really don't care about if we lose any of our class members because of the way I'm just calling it like it is. It's okay with me. It's all right. I've gone Galt. I really have. I've gone John Galt. And I don't care what people think. I'm going to tell it like it is. And then at some point I'm going to move and go away. I'm going to take care of our family. And, you know, those people who are willing to be productive, I'm willing to work with. Those people who are parasites, I will forget all about. Have you gotten to that point, Gwyneth, or is it just me?
I'd say I'm pretty close to being at the point where I'm just, you know, going to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm. And, that's what I mean.
I'm not really wanting to hurt anyone, but if those people come up to my gate thinking that they can tell me what to do, I think that they're going to get a bit of a surprise. I think that they got a bit of a surprise the last time they were here. I think that they were expecting me to fold over. The last time somebody like that was here, they sent just about every policeman in the district to my gate over a dispute of what they called unpaid property taxes and what I called extortion. And it ended up that these policemen, the members of the blue team, came up my driveway, would not leave my land when I demanded that they do so. And guess what, Vincent? I went up to this cop and I stood within 1 inch of his face and I shouted in his face at full volume for him to get off my land. And I think that might count as going Galt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, and he said, don't touch me. I said, I'm not touching you. Get off my land. You know? I don't think that they were expecting that somehow. You know, it's but I can see, oh, my gosh, I know things, okay, I can't give the details on air, but I've come across information which would indicate that over the next 12 months to 18 months, things in Victoria, in country Victoria, are going to get very, very, very bad indeed. And it's all set up, it's all planned by the government and the blue team and all the rest of them. And I might give some details about what I know is going to happen off air, and maybe we can talk about it some other time. But, you know, I'm going to stay here, but, you know, if anybody comes to my land thinking that they can tell me to, you know, if anyone comes thinking that they can boss me around, they're going to get a very unsympathetic response from me. And, you know, it's with regards to homosexual people, I've got, I would say it's a really, really short list of homosexual people that I would ever let on my land. I would say Milo Yiannopoulos would be one. And I would say that there's one friend of mine. He doesn't live around here. But if he ever came, I wouldn't necessarily let him stay, but if he wanted to come and visit, I might allow him to visit. But I wouldn't allow him to stay. But that's somebody that has been a colleague of mine in the past. I've worked with him. You know, you never 100% know for sure that you know people. But I would say that they would be the only two that I would ever let on my land. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the vast majority of homosexual people, Vincent, I would absolutely agree with you. I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. And, you know, even my wife, he's a homosexual man, and he says that he doesn't trust most of them. He says most of them are absolute reject losers, except I think that he uses probably not quite such nice words as those.
Mm-hmm.
He says he doesn't trust them, and he's one of them. He doesn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to tell the truth.
Jodie Foster.
From what I've heard.
Jodie Foster's her real name is Alicia Christian Jodie Foster. So Jodie must have been kind of added in there, but Alicia Christian Foster. Let me say that a different way. Alicia Christian Foster, and she's a homo. Let's just expand on this. So there was a guy who played the character of Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle, USMC. His name is Jim Nabors, was Jim Nabors. Kind of a goofy guy. He was on Andy Griffith's television show. He was a homo. He married his boyfriend of 38 years. So what I'm saying is, class, what you think may not be reality. You may be led to believe something that is not really true. Gomer Pyle, real nice guy, goofy, you know, incompetent, golly, homo. Homo.
And then you find out that in addition to that, they're messing with children.
Yeah, like
which
Michael
is
Jackson.
Really, if, you know, oh my gosh, that is a, anyone who's known me for any length of time knows that that is a really, really sore point with me. You mess with kids, and you are on my blacklist.
Well, how about what the media, the sick, perverted, twisted, lying media referred to a guy as America's dad? That'd be Bill Cosby, a guy who drugged and molested women. Drugged and molested women. He's in prison. Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby show. Yeah, made records, a comedian, and he was using drugs to have his way with women. Convicted of it. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, when our son and I built our farm and farmhouse, oh, back around 2005, we selected fixtures, plumbing fixtures. And we looked at all the major brands that made sense to look at. There was Elger. I'm talking about like toilets and sinks and things. Elger and Kohler and American Standard. And those were, you know, the big old names. Crane. And when I was growing up, my parents had in their house that they built American Standard. So naturally, I was leaning toward what I knew, American Standard. And this is actually a preparedness part of our class that I'd like to share with you. Well, I selected all the toilets are the same, American Standard toilets, and the model is called a Champion 4, C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N, and the number 4. They're white, and they're a traditional-looking thing. Nothing fancy, but a well-known brand. Well-known brand. I'm going to read to you the warranty, just one paragraph. And this is from the website for American Standard. Now, American Standard is now known not as American Standard. They're known, the corporation is AS, as in American Standard, AS America Incorporated. That is the corporation for American Standard products. The warranty says, this is from the website, the toilet comes with a limited lifetime warranty on the chinaware, a limited 10-year warranty on all mechanical parts of the toilet, and a limited 1-year warranty on the toilet seat. Okay? That's what American Standard, or AS America Incorporated, says about their warranty. Well, after a few years, we found out that the toilets just didn't flush right. And I believe that the problem is in design. Now, I haven't taken a sledgehammer to open them up, but I believe here's what happened. Now, if you think about the porcelain side of a toilet or a sink, it's smooth and water runs right off it. Well, I believe on the inside of the American Standard toilet, and I can't prove it, but I believe this, that they did not glaze the path that the waste and wastewater is flushed through, the S-trap. And I believe that if you have hard water, you build up lime deposits or calcium deposits in there, and it slows down the flow of water, and the toilets don't flush right.
Oh, my gosh. I think you're absolutely right.
Okay. In addition to that. Okay. In addition to that, they changed the flush valve. Now, it used to be that you could get a replacement flapper valve for 99 cents. Actually, maybe 59 cents. Well, now, and you could just lift off the lid, you know, that cover on the back of the toilet water tank. You could lift off that lid. You could flush the toilet, shut off the valve, and then reach in there with your hand and replace the flapper valve. This is rubber valve. Just a little flapper the size of a tennis ball, roughly. And it was very easy to do. It would take maybe 1 minute. Well, the new and improved American Standard Champion 4 uses a much more sophisticated flush valve. And when lime water comes in contact with it, it sticks. Well, we were having company for Christmas last year. So I decided that, you know, I could jiggle a handle and everything would be fine. But, you know, eventually it would stick again. I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to fix this thing. Well, in order to fix the American Standard Champion 4 toilet, you have to disassemble the water tank from the base or the bowl. And you need a great big gasket. It's like 3.5 inches in diameter. It's kind of a sponge rubber, but it's proprietary. You need one of those, and you need a new flush valve because the new ones are improved and they don't stick as much as the old ones. Well, let me tell you what happened when we come back. And I'm talking about we have crossed the line where we cannot live with the products that we have made. And this is just one more example. And I'll explain it when we come back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are demanding the release of the full report from special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller.
Not a substantially redacted synopsis, but the full report and the underlying evidence.
That's Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler. But Republicans, including Doug Collins, say the Attorney General Bill Barr's position on this is clear.
The Attorney General's entire mandate is to enforce the law and is expressly forbidden from providing grand jury outside the department in a very limited and narrow exceptions.
The panel has just voted along party lines to issue a subpoena for all those materials if the AG does not turn them over soon. Payroll processor ADP says the economy added 129,000 private sector jobs last month, the lowest in 18 months, and well below the 170,000 analysts had forecast. The government's jobs report's due Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If you do-it-yourselfers are looking for the right tool for the job, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. You'll find a wide selection of Power Torque Tools on sale now and guaranteed for life. Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale going on now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking about technology, and I'm saying that we've crossed the line where the average person can no longer handle, deal with the technology that we've created for ourselves. And I've said that you used to be able to buy a toilet flapper valve in about a minute, you could repair it yourself, and now it's more complicated. So what I was saying is the American Standard champion 4 toilet when you go to replace the flapper valve system, it is complicated. And because they had a manufacturing failure and an engineering failure, in my opinion, the flush valve would get stuck and the toilet would leak until the next time. It would keep running until the next time you walked by it or heard it leaking or decided you were going to jiggle that handle. Well, eventually, jiggling the handle didn't work. So I called American Standard, and I knew it was warrantied for 10 years, and I explained it, and they said, okay, we'll send that out. And I said, now, in order to do this, can you just send one little piece where I can just stick it in? No. What you have to do is take the toilet tank off, separate the toilet tank from the toilet base, and you'll have to replace the whole assembly. Now, this assembly, if you were to buy it, is $45. I'm talking about what used to be 59 cents is now $45. Well, they're willing to send it to me for free. But if I didn't know how to do this, I'd have to call a plumber. And I looked up the cost, the labor cost for this. It's on the internet, it says it's between $50 and $200 to have a plumber come and do this. Now, of course, I know how to do this myself, but here's the problem. Well, in order to replace this flusher valve assembly, you need this 3.5 inch or so sponge rubber seal or gasket. They call it a coupling that couples the toilet base with the toilet tank. You need a new one when you do this. You can't use the old one. Well, I said, okay, so I'm going to need, the flush valve assembly and that rubber coupling. They said, great, no problem. Well, I got the flush valve, but I didn't get the coupling. So I went to Home Depot to try to find one, and I was able to find this gasket thing, and I think it was about $7 or $8, maybe $10, maybe $12. So I bought that because I needed it, because they didn't send that necessary part, absolutely required part, to fix the toilet not flushing. Now, this, I ordered this on December 17th of last year. I called them up, and I said, yo, I didn't get the coupling, this gasket thing. And they said, well, we're back ordered, but we'll send you one as soon as it comes in. I just got it. It took 14 weeks. Let me say that a different way. 14 weeks to get this part for the toilet. Now, class, here's the point. If you think the supply chain is fine, I'm here to tell you it's not. Now, if I were unable to fix this and figure out where I could get the part and which part would work, and of course I went to Home Depot and I talked to one of their senior engineers on the floor there. He had no clue. No clue. And he was in the plumbing toilet department. He was the expert, the senior guy. No clue as to how this thing works. No clue as to the flush valve. No clue as to the coupling, the gasket. None of that. But he's the senior guy. So what I'm telling you is, if you think that you can get parts whenever you think you need them, the answer is you cannot, in all circumstances. Some circumstances, maybe, but in all circumstances, the answer is you cannot get what you need when you need it. So the point of USA Prepares is to tell you things like this, and that you need to get what you need before you need it, because it may not be available when you need it. So, in that line of thinking, I bought a Correggio, I think that's how you pronounce it, faucet for our kitchen. And actually, I bought three of them. I like the high arc faucets. And Sam's Club was selling them many years ago for $39.95. Lifetime guaranteed, commercial grade. And that's what we have in our kitchen. Well, I bought these faucets. I bought all three of them because if I bought a replacement part for one, it would fit all three of them. Okay, rather than having three different styles of faucets, I expected that I was going to be using three eventually, and that's what I did. I bought three of them. Well, it came with a lifetime warranty. Lifetime warranty. Well, we've had some failures. The cartridges that control the hot and cold have failed, and all I do is call them up, and they replace them. No proof. I don't have to say, well, let me show you a picture. Let me send you my receipt. They believe me. What a wonderful company. And so far, they've sent me three cartridges. But here's the point. As long as they're in business, I expect they'll probably honor their warranty. But a lot of companies don't honor their warranties. Now, here's where it gets really, really complicated. When I bought our fixtures for our house, the faucets and shower control valves, I bought all the same kind. I bought American Standard. And they had a lifetime warranty. But here's the problem. If you have a leak in your shower control and the company no longer makes that shower control, all you have to do is take a hacksaw and cut out your tile or cut out the shower wall. I'm serious. And replace it with the new one. Well, actually, your plumber is going to do that. Then you can have the tile guy come back and put the tile back in place. It's going to be very expensive, all because the company may not have made that control valve that failed. What am I talking about? A $20 part becomes a $500 problem. So my advice to our class, I know I've diverted from what we're talking about today. My advice to our class is make sure that you have that shower control valve. Make sure that you have those faucet control valves so that you don't have to replace the entire shower control system. Because all you need is a little part that's the size of, a half a roll of silver dollars. That would be the size of it. And it would just go in very simply. But if you don't have that part and you have to replace the whole shower control valve, you're looking at about $500. So make sure you get those parts.
Unless you know how to do it yourself. And not
well, that would be
like
if
a dog's breakfast.
Yeah. Well, so that's my advice on plumbing preparedness. Plumbing is a big problem because when you have a leak, it causes damage, usually. If you have a leak and it's the upstairs part of your house, it can take down the ceiling downstairs and black mold and the rest of it. So it's really simple. Just get that part. Now, if you have a leak, call that company because a lot of the faucet manufacturers and shower control valve manufacturers like Price, Pfister and American Standard and the rest of them have lifetime warranties. So if yours just drip, 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 drips, call them up, tell them what you've got. Maybe you might need to take a picture and email them a picture and say, I don't know what I've got, but this is what it looks like. And they can say, oh, yeah, we know what that is. And most of the time, it will be covered by a lifetime warranty. But you have to know that. So get it fixed. And then you might want to buy a second replacement because these faucet control valves only seem to last about 10 years. 10 years. So if you think you're going to be in that house for the next 10 years, you might want to get another one and save yourself an enormous amount of money because there is an absolute certainty that it's going to fail. It's a given. The faucet valves fail. The shower control valves fail. The toilet flush valves fail. They all fail. It's just a question of when. So it's easy to have the spare parts ready. It's expensive to replace the toilet. It's expensive to replace the faucet. And it's really expensive to replace a shower control valve. Really expensive if you have to buy the whole assembly. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Well, I would say that probably has mostly to do with all the chemicals that they put in the water, right?
Absolutely.
Unless you have bore water, in which case it might be the natural limestone in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But people are going to be aware that hydrogen fluoride is about the strongest acid you can ever get. It is right up there with the most toxic, most corrosive, strongest acids that you can get. You go putting that through a water pipe, you're going to have problems with your water pipe, because it's that even a low concentration of hydrogen fluoride, it's such a corrosive acid. This is the fluoride that they put in the water. It'll eat out the inside of your pipes, and any valves and anything like that will be toast within a lot less than 10 years if you have got a fluoridated water supply. If you're in an area that's got a fluoridated water supply, you should move. You should leave that area. Because what you were saying the other day, Vincent, about frogs dying, birds dying in the, you know, because of, and you know, wildlife and dams dying in fluoridated areas. Were you saying something like that?
Or was I was talking about the poisons. I was talking about the poisons that were added to birdseed. And they, they were killing the birds.
It must have been somewhere else I heard it. But in areas where they fluoridate the water, that creatures are dying in dams.
Well, that's absolutely true. Years ago, they didn't know what to do with fluoride. So farmers, ignorant farmers, would accept these deliveries of fluoride. They would just dig a hole and bury the fluoride on the farm because it's okay, right? And then they'd find that after the rains, the cows would go to these puddles and drink the water and die.
Yeah.
And then they figured out that's not working so good.
It's the fluoride.
Yeah.
And if they did 5 minutes of reading in an encyclopedia, they'd find out how poisonous fluoride was, and they wouldn't let it on their land. Although this guy sprays 6,000 gallons of Roundup on a 60-acre block.
Right. What an idiot. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In his comments class. So when our son and I built our house in 2005 here in Missouri, we did our own plumbing, of course, and we have a water softener that we installed. And I sent softened water to the kitchen sink, the bathroom sinks, and the clothes washer and the dishwasher. But just filtered water, in terms of sediment filter, like a 5-micron sediment filter, all the water is filtered by that. And we sent cold water to the toilets. Well, like, why put soft water in the toilets? Because you're paying for all that salt. And why, with a high-use device like a toilet, why send soft water to it? However, at one end of the house, it was something that I never got to send just hard water to that particular toilet. All the toilets were installed at the same time. And the only toilet that has not had a problem flushing is the one that used soft water. Now, what I'm telling you is that that's why I believe that the lack of glazing on the inside trap of the toilet by American standard has allowed this lime to build up. And that's why the toilet stopped flushing properly. Just another shortcut that companies have been taking. And back in 1960, when my folks built their house, they put in American Standard toilets and never had a problem flushing from 1960 to 1984 when they sold their house. So 24 years problem free. Less than 10 years with the new toilets. And we had hard water in the toilets back in the 60s. So What I'm saying is companies are taking shortcuts at the expense of the villagers. One other thing I want to share with you. During the broadcast, we had a call, and it said, let me just read it. Unavailable. Okay, caller ID. Unavailable. But the phone number that called us was 405-331-1004. So during the break, Mrs. Finelli called back and said, I'm sorry, we missed your call, but we got a call from you. And this guy said, so my wife said, who is this? Because it's unidentified, right? And so this guy says his name is Tom, and he says he's calling from a police officers association, and they're asking for contributions for the hard-working police department. And can I count on you?
Oh, my gosh.
Can I count on you? Here's what he said. That's what he said. Can I count on you to make a small contribution?
Oh, my gosh.
Can I call on you to make a small contribution right now? So I asked Mrs. Finelli for the phone. She didn't say a word. And I said, absolutely not. And I hung up. So here's a guy. We're on the no-call list. We're on the no-call list. Here's a guy from the Blue Plague. At least he's representing himself from the Blue Plague. And he wants us to give them money. Absolutely not.
That means he's not getting enough money from his ticketing competition.
All right, so the whole point, class, is I absolutely, positively will not give any money to any organized charity, no matter what. However, I will help people individually, where I know that 100% of my hard-earned efforts can go where I want them to go, rather than paying for administration. But here's the point of this guy. This guy, we're on a no-call list. Obviously, that Police Officers Association pays no attention to that. No attention to it. So he's in violation of the law. These are the cops, allegedly. I mean, yeah. I don't know, actually. He could be a masquerader. He could be an impersonator. I don't know. But he's representing himself as part of a police organization, begging for money. Class, think about it before you say yes. Think about it before you let these guys into your house. Think about it. You don't have to. Mind if I come in? No, you're not coming in. What are you, kidding? These guys are liars in many cases. And they're...
And put a no-trespass sign up on your gate.
Yeah. And that especially applies to government parasites. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us today. Oh, class, one other
thing. God bless you.
I'm not available for phone calls. It's farming time. I'm out on the tractor, so I'll let you know.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.